grain prices soared to highest in 6 decades, sparked concern of food shortages. By Penny Star on March 9, 2022. The Russian invasion of Ukraine has laid bare the world's dependence on Russian President Vladimir Putin and its neighbor now under siege, including the fact that the two countries supply much of the grain needs around the globe and prices for grain are now the highest they have been in 6 decades. Russia and Ukraine provide 29% of global wheat exports, 19% of global corn supplies, and 80% of the global sunflower oil exports. This reliance has many traders worried that any further military force could trigger a massive scramble by food importers to replace supplies normally sourced from the Black Sea region, Fox Business reported. Chicago futures for grain closing 41% higher than the previous week at $12.09. That jump marks the biggest gain over 6 decades. On Monday, the price closed up for the 6th consecutive day. And prices for fertilizer are already up almost 100% from this time last year. According to Dow Jones data, prices for nitrogen-based urea are up almost 99% and 68% higher for diammonium phosphate. Fox Business interviewed Reich Sweetum, a farmer who said he paid $17,000 to fertilize his 300-acre farm last year and that to fertilize just half of his average this year will cost $34,000. Some farmers are sitting out, Sweetum said. They'll say never mind, I'm not going to fertilize my fields this year. I know before I even plant a crop I'm going to lose money. Why am I doing it? They'll let the fields go fallow. Sweetum said that to solve the fertilizer crunch, the U.S. needs to increase production of natural gas, which makes its byproduct, nitrogen, more affordable and readily available, Fox News reported. We've got a lot of natural gas in this country, Sweetum said. Open the gates, the pipeline, you're sure to get more natural gas flowing. Bring that price down and more fertilizer, will, be available. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.